Moncrief on News Talk.
And you're listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. And our email address is afternoon@newstalk.com. Happy Friday. You don't need to search too hard on social media to find all sorts of conspiratorial thinking about the shadowy figures who are really running our world. But the conspiracists never seem to conclude that those people might be the owners of the social media sites they're using. The tech bros are posed to rule us all. But there is a podcast that presents him in a more human, relatable way. It's called Trashy Divorces. Alicia Mintz is the co-host. Good afternoon, Alicia.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, are there? Have you no end of trashy divorces to focus on? Do you ever anticipate a point at which you'll run out of them?
We absolutely never run out of material. On Trashy Divorces, we cover historical figures and celebrities and musicians and sometimes, luckily, unluckily for them, I suppose, politicians as well. There's never a lack of material.
And we will talk about a few examples of that in a sec. Are there any examples of good divorces? Do you ever think, God, that was a good one?
We absolutely have wonderful divorces. We have divorces that are stories of triumph. Not every relationship is meant to work out, and that's okay. We learn how to do relationships by being in them, and thank goodness not everyone is your soulmate. There are definitely good stories out there, some real stories of learning and heartwarming growth in the world. Absolutely. They're not all exactly trashy.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll focus on the trashy ones for the moment. Elon Musk married three times. So were all his divorces trashy?
He is really sort of the epitome of trash, this guy. Elon Musk has been married three times. The first time to writer Justine Wilson. He went two times down the aisle with actress Tallulah Riley. Between his wives and his baby mamas, he is the father of 11 children, three with Grimes, five with that first wife, Justine, and three with one of his employees, Siobhan Zillis. So there's some good workplace culture happening.
Yeah, absolutely. 11 children. Does he see them all?
11 children, yes, but that doesn't stop him. You'd think all the kids, you'd have some other things to do with your day, but Elon still has managed to have some pretty high-profile affairs during his rocky marital misadventures. Elon also had an affair with Amber Heard that pretty clearly in the timeline began when she was still married to Johnny Depp, in spite of all of his denials. Yeah. Elon did an affair with Nicole Shanahan, who at the time was the wife of Google's Sergey Brin. Listen to this little bit of complication. The affair between Elon and Nicole led to her divorce from Sergey Brin, but in an ironic play of how the world works, Nicole Shanahan will go on to use all of her Google divorce money from Sergey to fund RFK Jr.'s political campaign.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. That really helps. Why you're married to Johnny Depp and then you go, oh, I know, I'll have an affair with Elon Musk. I mean, you know, talk about not really picking them that well. The relationship with Grimes, how long did that last for?
Grimes, they had three children and they're not ever really off.
Oh.
She's around. She has to sue him in order to see the kids. But every time we think they're done, she comes up like a bad penny.
Well, so they are together or is that clear?
Unclear. I think he's probably got some other things going on in his world, which maybe are not necessarily love related.
Yeah. Now, when you say she has to sue him to see the children, is that legal proceeding? Are they all settled now?
Oh, he is very much in a lot of contentious things. One of his children is a trans woman, which Elon doesn't take to as well. This isn't just his young children that there are some complications with. his daughter Justine in 2022 legally changed her last name to her mother's last name. She's described her father as cold and narcissistic, saying that he would berate her as a child for being too feminine. He doesn't sound like a great pa, whatever way you cut it.
Yeah, indeed. Plus, I mean, he's gutting the federal government in your country. He's all these empires to run, plus massive quantities of drugs to take. How does he fit it all in the course of a day?
It is really quite a question. The Wall Street Journal has done extensive reporting on Elon's use of just about every drug imaginable, including LSD and cocaine, ecstasy, psychedelic mushrooms. Lately, he has been on the ketamine. So I wouldn't say we're dealing with a very steady hand. It's a little bit erratic. He also has been paying someone to play a video game for him just so he can say he's the best at the video game.
Yes, I read that. That's absolutely hilarious.
Kind of a weird flex, right? Yeah.
Now, Jeff Bezos, could one say there was a point at which Jeff Bezos wasn't a dick, but just became one?
You know, it's questionable there. I always try to have sympathy, of course, for every divorce that we cover. But the deal with Jeff Bezos, he did spend 25 years happily married to novelist and co-founder and actually the very first Amazon employee, his wife, Mackenzie Scott. They had 4 children within that 25 years. And it was surprising for how happy the couple looked that in 2019, they released a statement announcing their divorce just in time for the National Enquirer, to reveal that Jeff had been having an affair with a media personality. Mm-hmm. This lady's name is Lauren Sanchez. Now, the scuttlebutt on this is that the National Enquirer got the details of this affair because Bezos believes his telephone was being hacked by the Saudis, and they stole the material and sold it to the National Enquirer.
Wow. How much money did Mackenzie extract out of him?
Quite a bit, actually. About $36 billion in Amazon stock. And I guess if we're going to focus on the delightful side of this particular trashy divorce, she has donated, Mackenzie Scott, about $20 billion of her divorce settlement in the last 5 years or so. And her net worth has not really taken any kind of a hit. Currently, it's estimated between $31 and $42 billion. So she seems to be doing very much good in the world in philanthropic endeavors with that Amazon money.
Yeah, and that is genuinely good to see. She seems like a fantastic person. Jeff, it seems though, has adopted after his divorce. He's not having a midlife crisis or doing it pretending he's 25 stuff.
Oh, I think we can call it he's probably pretending to be 25. He maintains that he's got to do a strict workout regimen. He is definitely into still Lauren Sanchez. Some folks guess, maybe contemplate he's perhaps doing some testosterone or other human growth hormone. He's made some interesting fashion choices. Jeff recently showed up on Oligarch Row during Trump's inauguration next to Mark Zuckerberg. Here's a little bit of an interesting twist, some hot gossip I just caught yesterday. There are crypto markets, if you can believe it or not, taking bets that Mark Zuckerberg is going to divorce his wife, Priscilla Chan, after Mark Zuckerberg got caught looking at Lauren Sanchez's collateral assets at that inauguration.
Yeah, that picture was much distributed and very careful looks were taken at it. Now, not one of the tech bros, but I suppose one of Trump's inner circle now, RFK. Oh, what a delightful human being.
Not at all. I really do think there's something to be said about establishing the worth of a person personally, I kind of think good people make for good governance. And there's not a lot I can say good about RFK Jr. We have covered him extensively, but as divorces go, he's just not nice to his wives. I believe his second wife, Mary, really got it the worst. Mary, it turns out, was the very best friend of Robert's sister. And when Robert and Mary married, things looked okay. She supported him in all of his endeavors, gave the best parties, was A-plus number one wife. And you do sort of feel for the childhood of Robert F. Kennedy. Father assassinated. He had a very difficult relationship with his mother. But he did develop a pretty intense drug and alcohol use habit. Probably one of the creepier things that I've learned about him is that in high school, in his dorm room at boarding school, he would keep falcons in his room.
Right. Interesting. Okay. What led to the demise of his relationship with Mary, his second wife?
The relationship with Mary really went on the skids when Robert, after cheating with mostly all of her friends, had all of her friends call Mary and be so sorry that they cheated with her husband. He set her up in some pretty terrible situations, cut her off without a penny, essentially led to her life being so miserable, bless her heart, she did take her own life. But it turns out that the insult isn't even done there. Robert Kennedy insists on burying her in the family plot and moves her grave to a part that nobody ever sees. Mary's not even very much honored, and her own family has begged Kennedy for years to please let us reinter our beloved sister, our beloved family member closer to us, and he simply refuses.
Oh, my word. Has he continued? Has he reformed his ways, or has he continued mistreating women?
Absolutely not reformed his ways at all. The affair with Cheryl Hines, his current wife, did start when he was still married to Mary. But even just recently this past year, a particular journalist, Olivia Newsy, has completely, mostly lost her career for carrying on an emotional affair with RFK Jr. over this past summer. It is interesting to me that women seem to get more of the consequences of his bad behavior, but not him, for reasons I'll never understand.
It's a sobering listen. Alicia, thanks a million for speaking with us there. That's Alicia Mintz there, co-host of Trashy Divorces. One texter says, I can never understand why these rich men get married in the first place. If they were just sleeping around, no one would really care. But instead, they're making a show of themselves and ruining their spouse's lives, says Jen. Someone else says, I wonder, is it that these people start off thinking that they could have a normal life, but then the money just drives them nuts and it becomes impossible to live with them? Someone else says, 20 billion is just an obscene amount of money to be getting for anything. Fair dues to her for giving it to charity, but it says everything about what's wrong with the world that these people even exist. Well, indeed. And someone else says, given that Trump is getting rid of all people with disabilities, can we assume that Musk, who is by definition legally a person with a disability, per his Asperger's, will now be fired, as diversity inclusion is not allowed? That should make him the first of the deranged tech bros to fall. Doubtful, but who knows what the future holds.
Moncrief on News Talk.